We continue our learning. We are in Nazir, Perek, Zayin, Mishnah, Gimel. Remember in the previous Mishnah, we had a list of the higher levels of Tumas Meis, which would require a Nazir to go through the Tiglachas HaTuma process of shaving his head and bringing special karbanos, and he forfeits the days. Here we're going to have the lower levels of Tumas Meis, which some maybe are Midrabanon, or even if they're Doraisa, because the Tumah is not coming from the corpse itself, we have the right to be lenient, and even areas that are not Tumas Mace at all, we'll see therefore that there's no Tiglachas HaToma process that's necessary. Says the Mishnah, Aval HaSchachos. Schachos is where the Nazir became Tome from Tumah that was under branches of a tree. Instead of having a roof where there was a Kazayis Benames underneath the roof and we know he became Tome Boel, here we have branches that are separated from one another a little bit. They don't have a full roof and the Nazir passed underneath. We're not sure if the Kazayis Benames was under the branch that he passed underneath. We're not sure. So on a Doraisa level, we say Safek Tumba Brishus HaRabim Sfeko Tahor. You have the right to be lenient and assume that you not become Tame. Midrabanan though, you do become Tame. And here, we'll say we'll go through the Tara process of the Paraduma just in case, but it's not one of those areas of Alach of Tumas Meis where the Nazi would have to go through the full Tiglachas HaTuma process. Veha pros. Pros are protrusions. Projections from a wall made of stone, where you have beams that are sticking out. Once again, Kazayis ben Ames is underneath. He may have walked underneath one of the beams where the Kazayis ben Ames was, and maybe, or maybe not. Maybe he walked under a different beam where the Kazayis ben Ames was not. So we're not sure if he became Tame. We have Midaraisa, Safik Tuma Berusha Sarabim in the public domain, Sveiko Torah. We have the right to be lenient. But nonetheless, we're strict Midarabana to make him Tame, and he has to purify himself with the ashes of the Paraduma for those 7 days on the third and the seventh day, but he doesn't have to go through the whole Tiglachas HaTuma process of shaving and karbanos and forfeiting the days. Ubeis HaPras, we've had Beis HaPras in the past. It's a field that had a grave in it originally, but it was plowed. There's a concern, though, that there may be a grain, etzem kisaoran, etzem, the size of full bone, the size of a saora can be mitameyu, but, and we only, Chazal, only the Chachamim only decreed that 100 amos surrounding the grave, radius of the grave, has a concern midrabanan. And you have a case of a Nazir walk through this Beis HaPras, and maybe he touched an etzem kisora. So such a Nazir also is Tamei Meis. It's a Safek, I mean, Rabbanon, but nonetheless doesn't go through the process of Tiglachas HaTuma. The Eretz Hamim refers to areas out of Eretz Yisrael. This is a Tuma Rabbanon. We learn in Maseches Alos that all of Chutz La'aretz is Tamei Meis Midrabbanon, because we don't know that maybe there's a skull underneath us, and people in Chutz La'aretz are not careful to mark graves where people are buried in Eretz Yisrael. So we are careful about that. So it's more severe for a Kohen to live in Chutz La'aretz because of this concern. But this is only the Rabbanon. Now, we learned in the third parak, we mentioned this, if someone accepted Nazirus outside of Eretz Yisrael, so there's Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, so it doesn't count. You have to repeat the entire Nazirus in Eretz Yisrael. But here we're talking about that someone started the Nazirus in Eretz Yisrael, and then the Nazir leaves, so therefore the halacha is going to be different, and that's what we're talking about in our Mishnah. Now, these are a whole list of Tumas Derabanan, and that's clearly why the Nazir does not have to be strict in these cases. But the Mishnah now is going to list some Tumos Deoraisa, and nonetheless, because once again, those Tumos do not come from the corpse itself, the Nazir has the right to be lenient and not go through the entire Tiglachas HaTuma process. V'hagolel v'hadofek. Golel is, we'll give one explanation, the golel is the cover of the coffin, and the dofik are the walls of the coffin. Touching those make you tamei meis midoraisa. But that's not tumah that comes to the body. We have the right to be lenient. Urviya stam, a quarter of a kav, or a quarter rather, of a log of dam. So remember the previous Mishnah. We spoke about that the Nazir only has to go through the Tiglachas HaTuma process if it's a half a log of dam. Here it's a quarter of a log of dam. Now, a quarter of a log of dam makes you Tamei Midoraisa. That would be true whether you touch it, you carry it, or you're under the same roof of it, Tumas Oel, it's the same. Nonetheless, it's halacha moshe b'sinai that only if it's a half of a lug, not a quarter, a half of a lug, that the Nazir would have to go through the Tuma, the Tiglachas HaTuma process. Then va'ohel v'rova atzamos. What if you have a quarter of a kav of bones? underneath an oel. So a person becomes tamei midoraisa even with a quarter kav of bones. But Halacha Mishnah Sinai teaches that only a nazir only goes through the tiglachas atuma process if he becomes tamei from a half a kav of bones. But that's only regarding oel. If a nazir would touch bones, a quarter of a kav, even a quarter kav, not a half, but even a quarter kav of bones, touch them or carry them without touching them, then he has to go through that whole process. We're only lenient regarding a quarter of a kav of atzamos that make him tamei ba'oel under the same roof. Then the Mishnah says, v'kelim hanogim b'meis. If you have a kli that touches a dead body, the rule is that a kli, that certain kelim that touch a dead body, have the same status as the dead body. Nonetheless, if a nazir touches that kli, that utensil, he does become tamei meis, like all these things. You have to go through the purification of the parav duma process, but not the tiglachas atuma of canceling the days and bringing the karbanos and shaving the head. Why? Because this is a kli. Although it has the same status as the meis, it does not come from the corpse itself, and therefore it's not we don't have to be strict in that regard. Then the Mishnah speaks about, we finished now a whole list of seven examples of that are related to tumas meis. But what about another type of tumah, the tumah of metzora? Vimei safro, vimei garmo. Now, when metzora is someone who has tzaras, there are three stages before it becomes tor. First, there's the signs of tzaras, where the kohen puts him away for a week or two to see if it's going to become tzaras or not. That's yimei hesgero. Then, if he's confirmed to have tzaras, so he's a metzora muchlat. So these are the days called yimei gamro, where it's confirmed that he has tzaras. And then after he's healed, he has to go through the Tara process, which also takes 7 days. That's Yimei Safro. So the Mishnah here is telling you that Yimei Safro and Yimei Gomro, those last two stages, now when he's put away Yimei Hesker to see whether he has Tzaras or not, but where we know he has Tzaras, or even during his purification 7 days. So in this case, these are also on this list. It's not Tumas Meis, but it is something that we would say would affect the nazir somewhat. In what way? So the Mishnah now gives you the summary of the whole list of things we have here. Al elu ein hanazir migaleach. The nazir does not have to shave his head. Umaze baslishu vashvi. He does, though, if he's have to sprinkle himself with the ashes of the paradum on the third and the seventh day. That is, if there's tumas meis. The eno soser es hakodmin. He does not forfeit the days, the previous days, but these days don't count either. Umaskil umona miyad, and begins to count right away after these days are over, the purification days, whatever. They're carbon elo, and there's no carbon that needs to be brought. So that is that's the lit, and this is true regarding the let's say this mitzora on the yimei sofer and yimei gomro as well, that those days are not going to count towards his days of Naziris, but nonetheless, he's not going to forfeit the days that prior to them. Then the Mishnah concludes, Be'emes Amru, but they've told that this halacha Mishmi Sinai, maybe Be'emes Amru, or maybe it means that this is our absolute halacha, we follow this. Yimei Hazav, Ve'hazava, Vimei Hezgero Shel Mitzora, Azav and Azava, those types of tuma, or the mitzora, those first days of mitzora, when he's in Hesker, where we're not even sure if he has tzaras, these days, Hare Elu Olinlo. Although these people are tamei somewhat, nonetheless, even if you're nazir, and a zav who's a nazir, a zav who's a nazira, or a mitzvah who's put away, we're not sure if he has tzaras just yet, but he has yimei hesker for a week or two, those days count towards his naziras, because we don't consider these to be days that are not, forget about forfeiting days, these will even count towards, and we don't have to stop the count, as opposed to the previous cases in this Mishnah, where although you may not forfeit the previous days, you can't use those days of purification as part of the count. Perek Zion Mishnah Dalit. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Eliezer said in the name of Yeshua the following: Kol tuma min hames shahanazir megaleach aleha. All tumas meis, the higher levels of tuma, more severe, that a nazir has to go through the tiglachas process for, which are in Mishnah Beis, Chayovin Aleha Albias Mikdash, meaning anyone who became Tame with that type of Tumah. So let's say touching the Mesim's Kazayis Menames itself, and all of those severe, that same type of Tumah would make someone who walked into the Mikdash before he went through the purification process of Paraduma, make him Chayiv Kares, if he did it B'mezid, or Chayiv Karban Chatas, if it's a Shogig. But V'chol Tumah Menames She'ena Nozim Megaleh, but those lower level of Tumas Meis, where yes, you need to purify yourself with Paraduma, and let's say, you touched the top of the coffin and the walls of the coffin or something like that, or walked underneath and maybe became Tameh underneath one of these branches. Nonetheless, Ein Chayovin Oleha Albias Mikdash. Nonetheless, we have a tradition that we make the same distinction regarding that we make by Nazir, we make regarding those who enter the Harabayis, whether you're going to become, whether you're Chayiv going to be Chayiv Kares or not for Bias Mikdash. So I'm Rabbi Meir, I disagree. Lo Tehezu Kalam and Hasheretz, the Tumah Min HaMeis, which a Nazir doesn't go through the Tiglachas Tumah process, you tell me they're more lenient, should not be any more lenient than Tumah Sheretz becoming Tumah from one of the eight Shratzim, dead toad or a dead mouse touching that. You are Chayav if you come to the Beis HaMikdash with that type of Tumah, because it says in Vayikra Perakei, O Binivlas Sheretz Tumah. Meaning Rabbi Meir is coming to argue Rabbi Yeshua and hold that even Tumas Meis, that a Nazir is not Migalea Chalea, that doesn't go through that process, the less severe Tumas Meis, you're still Chayiv for Bias Mikdash, you'll be Chayiv Kares for that. Why? Because Tumas Sheretz is even more lenient than Tumas Nazir, than a Nazir becoming Tame Meis on the more lenient types of Tumah. Nonetheless, the halacha is, someone who's Tamei Sheret is Chayev on Bias Mikdash. That's the halacha. So why wouldn't it be true for a Nazir who became Tamei Meis, even though those are lower levels of Tumah? So we don't follow Rabbi Meir, but nonetheless, that's what Rabbi Meir said to Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Danti Lifnei Rabbi Eliezer, I made a kava chomet to Rabbi Eliezer and said the following. Ma im etzim kisaora she'eno mitame adam be'ohel hanozim migalech al magov al masa'o. So he tries to make the kava chomer to disprove Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was the one who said that we distinguish between the more severe and less severe tumos regarding bias mikdash, the chiyuv kares from coming to Arabais. So says Rabbi Akiva, I have a kava chomer to prove you wrong. Take for example an etzem, a bone the size of a barley seed. So we said before that a person is not mitame ba'ohel. Halacha from Sinai that yes, you're mitame if you touch it or you carry it, but etzem kisaora, the size of a barley bone, a full bone the size of the barley, you're not going to be mitame ba'ohel. Nonetheless, a nazir who touches that bone or carries that bone does have to go through the full tiglachas hatumah. We consider etzem kisaora very severe. So on the one hand, it's not mitame ba'ohel. Nonetheless, the nazir has to go through that full tiglachas hatumah process. So revi yisdam. So take the quarter of a log of blood of a mace. Shu mitame adam ba'ohel, which is mitame a person be'ohel mida oraisa, which is what? We said if you're underneath the same roof as a revius, a quarter of a log of dam of a body, so that is mitame a person be'ohel. So obviously revius dam, a quarter of a log of dam is more severe than it's etzem the size of a barley, a grain. Why? Because revius dam is mitame a person ba'oel, and the barley grain bone is not mitame ba'oel. So I have a kava chomer. But if it's true that an etzem kisaora, even though it's not mitame ba'oel, it still makes a nazir go through the tiglachas hatumah process, revius dam, which is not mitame ba'oel, is it not a kal v'chomer that a nazir should have to go through tiglachas hatumah process for touching or carrying a revius dam? So why did we learn in the previous Mishnah that a Nazir is not Megaleach on Revi Yisdam? It had to be what? It had to be a, not Revius, but a Chatzi Logov Dam. So Amar Li, so you know what Rabbi Eliezer said to me, Maze Akiva, what are you, what kind of Kavah Chomer? Ain done in Kan mi Kavah Chomer. You can't learn a Kavah Chomer over here. Now Eliezer didn't explain why that is. But the Mishnah goes on to explain. Ukshabasi vihirtesi es tahadavarim lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. When I brought, Rabbi Akiva says, this Kavah Chomer, when I brought it to Rabbi Yeshua, the Kavah Chomer that I told Rabbi Eliezer, you know, Rabbi Yeshua said to me, Yafa Amarta, you said very well. Your Kavah Chomer was excellent. And there's no way to respond to that Kavah Chomer. But but the halacha is meaning Tumas Etzem Kisaora is not written explicitly in the Torah. It's a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. And you can't learn a Kavah Chomer from a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. And so Rabbi Eliezer was basically saying the same thing. Now Rabbi Yeshua is telling Rabbi Akiva what Rabbi Eliezer was thinking. You can't learn this Kavah Chomer, Rabbi Akiva. You want to learn a Kavah Chomer, that the same way when it comes to, if I'm going to be strict by Etzem Kisaora, that a Nazir has to go through the full Tiglachas Atuma process, certainly for Revi Yisdam. You can't learn that. Because the Etzem Kisaora that's being Metame is Metame only because it Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. You can't learn a Kavah Chomer from Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Now, this is not Rabbi Akiva coming to judge, to make his comment to Rabbi Eliezer, is not dealing with the Bias Mikdash issue. Rabbi Eliezer, and some say, in fact, the Reisha is Rabbi Eliezer. It's not Rabbi Eliezer at all. But Rabbi Eliezer, at least in the Reisha, agreed by making his comment about the comparison between Tumas Meis and these areas where a Nazir is Megaleach upon, or not Megaleach upon, obviously agrees with the previous Mishnayos. Rabbi Akiva came to argue and say, I disagree with the Revi Yisdam halacha. The Revi Yisdam halacha that you think a Nazir is not Megaleach upon, I think a Kavah Chomer that he should be Megaleach on. And Rabbi Eliezer responds, Rabbi Shu explains that you cannot learn the Kavah Chomer because Etzem Kisaora is a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. You can't learn Kavah Chomer from halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai.